Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, I have two guests in the Crossville space at Coverings 2013. I'm with Lindsay Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm with Noah Chitty, and we'll get to him in just a minute. Lindsay, since you're the head of marketing, you talked a little bit at Surfaces about a new retail program, and now you've got more decisions made, and you're getting ready to roll that out. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
That's right. We do have a new retailer program specifically for the flooring retailer, which is a bit of a departure from our very tile-centric focus. It is a three-level program, but I really want to emphasize that it is a lot more than just furniture. Training and education is a huge, huge part of this, as well as some promotional opportunities. We are known in the industry for the training that the Porcelain Stone Institute offers, and we want to be able to extend that to our retailer community. We know that that will help them increase their sales as they are given more and more tools to contemporize their business. So I'm excited about that. The program is officially launching May 15th. Three different levels, everything from your basic wing display, which everyone needs to have, to a store within a store design boutique type of island component. It's incredibly upscale. It was designed to be a secondary office for interior designers to be able to utilize high-end flooring retailers' showrooms as an extension of their own brand. So we've modified the unit that we showed at Surfaces here. It is an actual unit for production, and we're very excited about being able to talk to our distributors and getting some folks signed up to launch the program in just a few weeks.
Now, most people that know Crossville know that roughly 80% of your business has been focused on the commercial side of the business. So this is a nice little incremental foray into retail, isn't it?
It is, and I actually called a lot of different manufacturers out there outside of the flooring industry to get some tips from them to find out what works, especially with companies that are perceived or are actually commercial that have gone into the residential business. One of the brands that I spoke with heavily was Viking, and that's the kind of customer that we're looking for, you know, the high-end homeowner who really cares about the products that she puts into her home. If someone's going to go out and spend $4,000 on their stove, then a Crossville tile would be a great addition to their home.
Now, retailers that are interested in this program, how can they get more information on it?
They can speak to their distributor in their area, or they can actually call us in Crossville, and we've got a person in marketing who's specifically dedicated to this program, so they just need to ask for marketing, and we can get in touch with them.
Okay. All right, and a minute ago I mentioned Noah. Noah, before we get into details around Hydrotech, let's talk a little bit about your background. I first met you when you were at the TCNA in the technical area. Then you've left and you went to Stone Peak, and now you've made a shift basically across the street in Crossville, and you're with Crossville now. So welcome to Crossville.
Thank you very much. I'm super happy to be here. It hasn't been very long. It's only been a couple of weeks. Coverings is kind of the first time I've been back in the industry, and really happy to be at Crossville.
Okay. And as I said, you're a technically minded person. I think you were running some of the labs at the TCNA. So you're perfect to talk about Hydrotech. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Hydrotech.
So Hydrotech is a coating that Crossville will be the exclusive distributor for the United States. And it's a very innovative coating. It goes on the tile either in the manufacturing process or after the tile's already been boxed, and then we can apply the coating later. It uses titanium dioxide as a photocatalyst, and it has some really cool properties, some antimicrobial properties, self-cleaning or easy-cleaning depending properties, and air-cleaning properties. So it really gives some great benefits to a traditional tile surface and brings about some new things that tile can do for our environment.
Now, this was developed, I think, by Toto, and they're working with you on carrying this over into the tile floor and wall market, right?
It is. It's Toto technology. The Japanese have been doing it for quite a long time. They've been putting it on a lot of different materials. So this application is specifically about putting it on the surface of a tile and getting tile to have all the benefits that the technology brings to the market.
Now, are you the first tile company to have this technology?
There are other technologies, similar technologies or in the realm, using other materials to do some of the antimicrobial properties, other companies using mixtures of titanium dioxide. This is actually kind of a fourth version of the material from Toto, so we feel it's above and beyond what even other people doing similar technologies are able to bring to the market. And even the companies that are doing it, there are some other companies using similar technologies in Europe, so we're happy to be able to bring it in a U.S. manufactured product.
Okay, one more just kind of personal question. What was it that helped you make the decision to come over to Crossville?
You know, I've known Crossville for a long time, even when I was at Tile Council, and the wonderful products they make and the people that are there. So I'm just really happy to be part of a new family and start a new chapter in life.
It's a great company, so yeah, I think you'll enjoy it here. It's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Noah Chitty and Lindsay Waltrip in the Crossville space, the first day of Coverings 2013, and you've been listening to KempRAR and FloridaDaily.net.